Psalms.
I love preaching from the Psalms. They're true. But by saying that they're true, I don't mean that they're true in the way that they always express who God is, who people are, what God's promises are, or things like that. They're more of a window to the soul, because they're written by real people experiencing real emotions, happy, sad. And when a psalm says, God, you are far away from me, it doesn't mean God is far away. When it says, God, you are close, it doesn't mean God is close, even if God is close. It just means that's what the person who was writing it was experiencing it. They provide this window of joy, of sorrow, of celebration, of anguish, happiness, sadness, jubilation, and anger that people have experienced. And even more, they offer a glimpse into the songs and prayers that generations have sung and prayed. Because of the Psalms, we only have 150 Psalms in our Bible, but there are thousands of Psalms. And the Psalms are the hymn book of the people of Bible times and still now today. So praying and singing the Psalms, it connects a person to a community now with a person in a community that came long before. Praying and singing through the joy and the sorrow and the celebration, the anguish, the happiness, the sadness, the jubilation, and the anger help give people and communities a closer bond with others who have come before. It helps us to be closer to one another. The Psalms are communal. They are community property. They are a community experience. And today I'm preaching on a psalm. It's a song. It's a prayer, Psalm 139. And it expresses emotions about the wonder of God's creation and God's care for each of us. That's kind of the theme of the psalm. And I think it also expresses the writer's emotions about how vast God's thoughts are, and yet how huge God is. There's room for something deeply personal between the psalmist, the writer of this song, and God. And so when a person prays or sings this psalm, they can express those same emotions. When a community prays or expresses this psalm, they can feel those same emotions. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And maybe it should be better put, maybe a little nuance on the translation, awesomely and wonderfully made. Because I know that we take the word fear, and even though it also means great respect, we take it and look as if we're afraid. We stand and tremble because we can't be in that presence, or it frightens us. So awesomely and wonderfully made. I praise you, for I am awesomely and wonderfully made. We are awesomely and wonderfully made. I'll get my revival preacher thing going. Do you believe that?
Amen.
We'll try a little. Let's work on it a little bit. We are awesomely and wonderfully made. Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
There we go. Can you imagine if we really did believe that? If we believed it about everyone. Can you imagine a nation and a world inspired to live as if everyone mattered, as if everyone was awesomely and wonderfully made? And can we dare to dream for the impossible to happen, like the end of religious, racial, class, orientation, and gender hatred? Can we dare to really dream God's dream? Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He was born January 15th, 1929. If you do the math, and I'm doing it in my head right now, just over 86 years ago, right? Any mathematicians in here? 1929 to 2015, 86 years, right? Pardon? I'm wrong? 1949? 29. So 86 years, and it's been 47 years since Martin Luther King was murdered. Some of his words. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. From the I Have a Dream speech. Yesterday I saw the movie Selma. Anyone get out and see Selma this week? It's a powerful portrayal of the events leading up to the Voting Rights Act. It's not a pretty picture at all. It's violent, even in the midst of a nonviolent movement. It's gut-wrenching and tear-inducing. And it's just, it's an amazing portrayal of those events. It's not required, you don't have to go see it if you're a member of St. Paul's, but if you're gonna see a film, this is one to see. Don't expect to laugh a whole lot. I mean, there's a couple moments in there where you get to laugh. Expect to walk out wanting to talk about it. Expect going out not knowing exactly what to do with that, because the events of the 1960s, 64, 65, 66, after the Civil Rights Law was signed and before the Voting Rights Act was signed, they're not repeating themselves exactly today, but there is still so much going on that is so much like what was happening then. What would it be like if we really believed and really acted as if each person was precious, awesome, wonderful? Or this community of faith, precious, often awesome, wonderful. Our planet, precious, awesome, and wonderful. What if we treated people, animals, and all of nature as if we did believe that? What if we treated all of our allies and our adversaries as if we believed that? And some people say we are closer to Dr. King's dream than we were 48 years ago. And others say that so though we're closer, we've taken steps backwards in the last few years, in the last year. But regardless, Dr. King's dream inspired great strides and continues to inspire today as we really do seek to move forward for civil rights. Can you see a parade of people marching, praying, singing the Psalms, being inspired to live lives that celebrate this precious, awesome, and wonderful creation? And how about at the front of the parade, you see Dr. King acting as the drum major. This is one of his last speeches, 1968. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said this. He said, "Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter." This witness, the inspiration of Dr. King, advocate for justice, for peace, and righteousness. It did and does matter. And what we continue to do today, it does matter. Living for justice, for peace, righteousness, and love. It's a way to make our precious, awesome, and wonderful world a better place. So now I'd like to close. But by singing together the words of the psalm. I'll sing a line and then you echo it back. I don't know exactly how the tune's going to go because I'll sing a line and you'll echo it back. You just get the tune right then. And may this prayer be a way to look at God and to say, I'm so glad that you get me. Hey, why don't you just turn up this and it'll pick up the guitar. Oh Lord, you have searched me. Oh Lord, you have searched me. Oh Lord, you have known me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up.
That's your part.
You know when I sit down. From far away,
your turn.
You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down. You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all.
Here you go.
You are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue. Even before a word is on my tongue. Oh Lord, you know.
Such knowledge
is too wonderful for me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. That I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven into the...
Oh boy, that's a hard one.
Intricately woven into the depths of the earth.
Intricately woven in the depths.
Intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. Eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, that were formed for me, when none of them has yet existed. When
has yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, how weighty to me are your thoughts, oh God, oh God. How vast is the sum of them? How vast is the sum of them? I try to count them. I try to count them. They are more than the sands. They are more than the sands. I come to the end. I come to the end. I am still with you.
Amen.